Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, there are many great ni'mat and favors, bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to enjoy. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a ni'mat and has given us a bounty, the very first thing that perhaps we think about is the preservation of that bounty. What is the most effective way? What is the best way for me to ensure that I preserve that bounty of Allah and that bounty lasts with me? We do not like to lose any of the ni'mat that Allah has blessed us with. Some of the very common bounties that we enjoy in the form of our health. No one wishes to lose their health, and no one feels good when health is lost. And the same applies to our food, our drink, our clothing, and so many great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a very powerful phrase, and today the pre-khutbah talk, we are just going to speak about these two words. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us these two words as the most effective way for the preservation of every ni'mah and bounty of Allah that you enjoy, and that is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah was the very first phrase, the very first sentence that was uttered by Adam alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah. So where does Alhamdulillah start? And you will learn where Alhamdulillah ends. It started off in Jannah, in paradise. It started off with the creation of Adam alayhi salam. It started off the moment life came into Adam alayhi salam, the very first word that he had uttered was Alhamdulillah. And that comes in a hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا خَلَقَ Adam. Allah created Adam alayhi salam. Allah shaped him, Allah formed him. There was no ruh in him. He was left like that. His body was left without any ruh, without any spirit. نَفَّفَ فِيهِ رُوح فَسَارَ فِيهِ Allah then blew the ruh within him. And the ruh moved into his body and traveled throughout his body. ثُمَّ نَفَّخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى Then a second blowing took place. For a second time, the ruh was blown into the body of Adam alayhi salam. فَاسْتَوَى جَارِسًا Adam alayhi salam was huge, absolutely huge. He was a giant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. The second time when that happened, he sat up. فَعَطَسَ And the first thing he did was he sneezed. Adam alayhi salam. It created a sensation within him. Sometimes we smell certain things, or there are certain scents, or perhaps dust. We are exposed to some dust, and that creates within us a sensation, and we sneeze. So when the ruh was blown within him, it created within him the urge to sneeze, and he sneezed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَلْقَ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to Adam alayhi salam at that point on his tongue to announce what and to pronounce what? Alhamdulillah. The first words that were spoken by Adam alayhi salam were the word Alhamdulillah. And when the malaika, they were standing and observing and amazed by this new creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into existence, they responded and they said, Rahimakallah. And that is why when someone sneezes, Alhamdulillah, we respond by saying, Yarhamukallah. That was the first thing our father Adam alayhi salam had done, he sneezed. And the first thing he uttered was Alhamdulillah. So that's where Alhamdulillah started. That's where it started amongst the human race. It started in paradise with the first word uttered by Adam alayhi salam. Then we look at our daily lives. The first thing we do in the morning, after tasting death, An-Nawm, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, An-Nawmu akhul maut. Sleep is the brother of death. It's a type of death that we experience. And the first thing we do when our ruh returns to our body, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you go to sleep, your ruh leaves your body. There are different types of experiences that we have. One is the ruh leaves the body completely and totally. When going to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the ruh leaving the body, but there is still some relationship between the body and the ruh, and that is why we experience dreams and so on and so forth. But then when the ruh comes back to us in the morning and our eyes open up, the first thing we utter is we say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Alhamdulillah. The first thing you open your eyes with is what? Alhamdulillah. And another hadith, Rasulullah has taught us another dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi radda alayya ruhi. Alhamdulillah to the one who has given me back my ruh. Then you enter the bathroom, and when you leave the bathroom, and the first thing you utter when you leave the bathroom is what? Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Alhamdulillah. And then you put on your clothes, and the first thing you do after putting on your clothes is what? Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. Alhamdulillah. Your life is full with alhamdulillah. From the time we came into existence, the only thing we do is attribute everything to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You get into your vehicle, and the first thing you do, alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. Alhamdulillah. Every time you eat, after you eat, alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani wa saqani. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in hadith, inna Allah la yarda أَيَأْكُلَ الْعَبْدُ أَكْلَةً فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah becomes so happy. When you take a morsel of food and you eat it and you say Alhamdulillah, it's one of the ways of earning the happiness of Allah. How many times we eat a day, and every time we eat, we say Alhamdulillah. And then every salah, we start our salah with what? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Throughout the day when you sneeze, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. You see someone who has been tested in some way every day. You see someone who has been tested in some way. Someone has lost wealth, or someone has lost health, or someone has lost something. They have been tested. When you see him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, taught us to make a dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalaka bihi. Alhamdulillah. Allah has not tested me with what he has tested you with. So throughout your day, you are uttering Alhamdulillah. You are saying Alhamdulillah throughout your day. And when you go to bed, how do you end your day? Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Alhamdulillah again before going to bed. We start our day with Alhamdulillah. And when we go to sleep at night, we end our day with Alhamdulillah. If you can do that, Allah will allow you to experience contentment every day throughout your day. Wallahi, try it. Alhamdulillah, at every stage, we are taught to say Alhamdulillah. Sincerely and wholeheartedly attribute that to Allah. Say Alhamdulillah. Understand the power of Alhamdulillah. What Alhamdulillah really means, perhaps we can discuss that in a different lecture. What is the meaning really of Alhamdulillah? But as a believer, that's the life of a believer. You live by Alhamdulillah. You eat by Alhamdulillah, you sleep by Alhamdulillah, you move with Alhamdulillah, you do everything with Alhamdulillah. And Allah will allow you to complete your day successfully. And even if you had any hiccups during the day, or you had a bad day, at the end of it all, you say Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me a day. At least He gave me the day. And that's the life of a believer. It is filled with Alhamdulillah. No matter what the condition is, no matter what the circumstances may be, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he experienced something good, what did he say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. When it was something good, he would say, Alhamdulillah, who has allowed good things to happen. And when it was something bad, he would still say, Alhamdulillah. What would he say? Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. He's still saying, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me to experience. Let us learn this, brother. It's significant. It might seem as a simple phrase, but it's a very, very powerful phrase. Very, very powerful phrase. And it makes a difference to your life. It makes a difference to your day. It makes a difference to your life. It makes a difference to your night. It makes a difference to how you see everything and how you view the world. Make Alhamdulillah part of your day. Make Alhamdulillah part of your night. Every time you think of a bounty, say Alhamdulillah. Allah has given you the ability to sit in a masjid. You say Alhamdulillah. Every ni'mah and every bounty, remember Allah and attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't end here. So where did it start off? It started off in Jannah. But Adam alayhi salam uttering Alhamdulillah, the moment life came into him. And where does it end? It ends in Jannah. Allah says in the Quran about the people of Jannah, may Allah make us from them. When they enter Jannah, what will they say? Alhamdulillah. It doesn't end. It just doesn't end. SubhanAllah, how powerful is this phrase? The first thing they do when they step into paradise, when they go back to home, the first thing that they will do is Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'da. Elsewhere Allah says, what will they say? Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will they say? Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. So it starts off in Jannah and it ends off in Jannah. And throughout they stay in Jannah, they will repeat the phrase Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the power of these statements and the power of these du'as. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrul du'a, the best du'a, the best praise through which you can ask Allah for a bounty is through Alhamdulillah. The best way to ask Allah through something is Alhamdulillah. So you praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And then you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no better dua than that dua which starts with Alhamdulillah and ends with Alhamdulillah. And like this, there are many other praises. We say Insha'Allah. We say Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the most beloved words to Allah are four. Four words. Most beloved words to Allah. What are they? Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, let us start training ourselves to utter these statements, and it's so easy. It's absolutely the easiest form of ibadah is to say subhanallah and to say alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.